In Hilchot Tzedakah, in Simreish Nun Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there's a certain Seder Kedima, a certain order of precedence given in the distribution of Tzedakah. And there's a certain priority list where certain people get Tzedakah before others. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to tell us exactly what the Seder Kedima is. And number one, after a person has a little bit extra and he doesn't need it for his own basic needs, he gives to his kroivim who need it. So if you have kroivim that are aniyim, and there are other aniyim in town, the kroivim have kedima, they come first before any other aniyim. After kroivim, you go on to the other levels, and aniyei iroi has kedima. You have give precedence to the aniyim from your neighborhood, from your town, and then afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we go to Yeshve Eretz Yisrael. Yeshve Eretz Yisrael has kedima over other cities. And there's a well-known psak from the Chassam Sofer brought down in the Pesach Yeshuva in Simen Reish Nun Aleph Sivkot and Dalet, where the Chassam Sofer in Simen Reish Lamed Dalet says that Yeshve Yerushalayim has kedima before other Yeshve Eretz Yisrael. The aniyim of Yerushalayim have precedence over other poor people that reside in Eretz Yisrael. And the question that we are going to discuss is, does this apply even b'zman hazeh, where there are many parts of Yerushalayim that weren't part of the initial Kedushas Yerushalayim? They are the new parts of Yerushalayim, it's not the old city. And the question is there still kedima for these, for aniyim that come from these areas, regarding this din kedima brought down in the Chassam Sofer for Yeshve Yerushalayim before Yeshve Eretz Yisrael? Is this din kedima of Yeshve Yerushalayim dafka for people who reside in the old city of Yerushalayim, or is it to everyone who considers themselves living in Eretz in Yerushalayim? Do we give this kedima? So the Chassam Sofer, who mentions this din kedima, explains that that which we give precedence to Yeshve Yerushalayim, to residents of Yerushalayim before residents of other parts of Eretz Yisrael, says the Chassam Sofer, this has nothing to do with mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aris, the mitzvahs that connect to the land that they're living on, because also other parts of Eretz Yisrael have the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aris. Rather, says the Chassam Sofer, the kedima given to Yeshve Yerushalayim, the kedima given to the residents of Yerushalayim, has to do with the higher level of kedusha that's present in Yerushalayim. As we know from Chazal, Yerushalayim is Shar HaShamayim. That's where the tefillahs ascend. And we know from Chazal, like Sozuz Shechina Mega Kaisel Meiravi, that even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina still resides and still permeates the atmosphere around the Kaisel Meiravi. And since there's a tremendous level of Kedusha present in Yerushalayim, that gives it Kedima, and says the Chassam Sofer, this has nothing to do with the Machlekes, whether Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha L'Shaita, or Kedusha L'Asad Lavoi. It has nothing to do with the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether a person, Bizman Hazeh, who were to walk into the Harabayis, past the Chayil, into the Azara, is liable to the Chi of Karis. And that machlekes is whether the Kedushas HaMikdash is still intact Bizman Hazeh, and therefore your Chayiv Karis, if you're Tamei, who you go into that area, says the Chassam Sofer, this does not pertain to that machlekes. It has nothing to do with it. This halacha has to do with the fact that there's Kedusha there, it's still the Shar HaShamayim, the atmosphere, the Shechina is still there, even if you hold that the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh doesn't exist. Everyone agrees that it's still the Shar HaShemayim, it's still the presence of the Shechina is still felt more there, and therefore the Yeshve Yerushalayim have kedima more than Yeshve Eretz Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer adds, why do we give kedima to the Yeshve Yerushalayim before Yeshve Eretz Yisrael? Because since there's more kedusha present in Yerushalayim, because that's the Shar HaShemayim, that's the presence, that's the home of the Shechina, Memela, says the Chassam Sofer, you give kedima to residents of Yerushalayim because they perform a mitzvah in that they live in a place that has a higher level of sanctity. Says the Chassam Sofer, just like you give kedima to Yeshve Eretz Yisrael because these people are living in a holier place than in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they have a higher level of Kedusha, and their Oisei Mitzvah as a result of them deciding to live there, so too Yoshve Yerushalayim has Kedima over Yoshve Eretz Yisrael, because since they decided to move to a place that has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, therefore they, in fact, are considered Oisei Mitzvah more than the regular residents of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they have Kedima L'gavei Tzedaka. V'Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Beis, Seif Simen, Kuf Chav Zayin, is misupik about parts of Yerushalayim that have been conquered and that have been expanded upon more than the initial Kedushas Yerushalayim. And the question is, he says, he's misupik that perhaps only people who live in the old city of Yerushalayim have this Din Kedima L'gabei Tzedaka, and not the people who consider themselves part of Yerushalayim, which are basically many, many communities today where they are part of Yerushalayim, but they're not part of the initial Kedushas Yerushalayim that existed during the initial conquest of Yerushalayim. Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that even today, when you have many parts of different areas that consider themselves part of Yerushalayim, we do, in fact, give Kedima to these people when it comes to the distribution of Mois Staka. And even though these people don't live in the old part of Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, you still give them Kedima, and you still give them first dibs at Staka, even before the regular Yeshve Eretz Yisrael that have Kedima over other Yeshve Chutz La'aretz. Now, some are medayik from the Chassam Sofer like this psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Because the Chassam Sofer in Yeridaya, in the beginning of Simon Reish Lama Gimel, writes Mefurish, that even people who are not actually in Yerushalayim, but live close to Yerushalayim, since they are living closer to Yerushalayim, they're living in a place that has more Kedusha by virtue of the fact that it's close to Yerushalayim. And the closer you are to the Yerushalayim, the more Kedusha you have. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, his lashon is the chol mashe kasev the kedushas mokum hamikdash loy botel va'achoyim soviv mikoriv mikudashim tvei ukroivim elalekenu memela they have kedima. So, according to the Chassam Sofer's explanation over there in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, it would make a lot of sense to assume, like the psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman l'chayra, that even if you consider only the old city to be the real place of Kedushas Yerushalayim, nevertheless, the areas surrounding it are Lamaisa closer to the place of Yerushalayim, and therefore they have Lamaisa more Kedusha, and therefore they still would have Kedima over other parts of Eretz Yisrael.